With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. And I am going to hang out here with you for the next 4 hours. Get you ready for the weekend. Obviously, we're going to talk about some football, sprinkle in a little bit of Major League Baseball news, sprinkle in a little bit of NBA news, and get things rolling. This is when the show gets started. It's my last show for the week right now, but I'm on every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. That's why today is Friday. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can catch the JR Sport Brief Show on the freeradio.com app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you're in the house, you can yell at that fancy, silly computer box thing that talks back to you that they call a smart speaker. You can get your smart speaker's attention, and you could simply say, play CBS Sports Radio. You can do that all day, any time of the day. And I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours, okay? It's real simple. You can find me. I am online. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. I actually just tweeted out today's show rundown so you can see what the hell we are going to talk about. And at any point in time, if you want to call up, the lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, call me. Say something that makes some sense. Give me a good, solid point. Don't call saying anything crazy unless you want to absolutely humor me. All right? A big shout-out to super producer Stu Kovacs. Stu, how are you, my man?
I'm good, JR. Happy Friday. We get an extra hour this weekend. We got some good football, so I'm expecting a very fun and enjoyable weekend.
That's right. This is fall back. Is that what it is? We got a fall back?
Yep, we fall back. We get the extra hour, and then in the spring, we spring ahead and unfortunately lose an hour. But we'll worry about that then, right?
Yeah, man, damn it. We just need to, it's a good thing that we get the extra hour this weekend. But one thing we need to do with this year in 2020, we need to spring the hell up on out of here. We need to continue to move forward. But having said that, I will enjoy all of the football that we have coming up. We have some solid matchups this weekend. We have some statement matchups. If you go up to New England, somebody like Cam Newton basically says against the Buffalo Bills that this is a must win. You look at a team like the 49ers getting ready to take on the Seahawks. The 49ers at 4-3, they're probably in the most competitive division in the entire NFL. The 49ers want to make a statement that they're not on any type of Super Bowl hangover. You got a team like the Saints here. 43-year-old Tom Brady. You know, right now, him and the Buccaneers, they're looking hotter than Drew Brees and, you know, 41 years old over here with the Saints. So we have some solid matchups this weekend. You know, it's kind of odd to look at an NFL Sunday and have the what I consider the premier game, the showcase game, take place at 1 o'clock. And I know it's 2020. We've had games be canceled. We've had games that are rescheduled. But the Steelers and the Ravens, this is the marquee matchup. This is the showtime matchup. And it's not even in prime time. It's not even at 4 p.m. Eastern time. It's at 1 o'clock. This is like being short-sighted. You know, I don't know what's open and what's not open near where you live, but it's like, can you even get out of a church at that time? Can you make it back home to the football game? Well, I guess nowadays you can just open up your phone in church and watch the game. Some JR wisdom, I would advise you to do that if you will be unable to be in front of a larger screen to watch the Steelers take on the Ravens. Right now, we know the Steelers, they are 6-0. Ben Roethlisberger, he is 38 years old. This man is kicking ass. He is taking names. The defense is amazing. He has amazing skill players that are around him, whether it's Washington or Juju Smith-Schuster. We've seen the emergence of Claypool. And at the same time, for a 38-year-old quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger has been protected. Okay, the Steelers have only allowed 8 sacks this year. Big Ben Roethlisberger has 13 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. This man, he's 38, and he's just trying to go out there and win another Super Bowl. But the fact of the matter is, it's not going to be easy against a 5-1 Ravens team. A Ravens team which seemingly beats up on everybody except for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, these are your top 3 teams in the AFC, no matter how you want to flip it. I basically think the AFC in the Super Bowl will be represented by the Steelers, by the Ravens, or by the Chiefs. It's really that simple. It's really that cut and dry. And this is going to be an NFL record in the modern era. This is the 25th time we will see Mike Tomlin take on John Harbaugh. That's 25 times. That's a lot of back and forths. This is a solid rivalry. I believe Calais Campbell said that this is the biggest rivalry in sports. I don't know about that one. We may have to explore that next Wednesday on our next top 6 list. That's probably a good idea. You know, top 6 rivalries in sports. This would make the list, but I wouldn't say it's a number one. I wouldn't go that far. But this is going to be a solid matchup. Last weekend, the Steelers and their defense, they held Derrick Henry to only 75 yards. This is a different situation against the Steelers. They're going to give you, what, like 170 rushing yards per game. Lamar Jackson hasn't been where he wants to be when it comes down to passing the football. He's having another solid year in the air. 1,100 yards, 10 TDs, just 2 interceptions, 346 yards on the ground. We know the Ravens will rush the ball. But the Steelers' defense, hey, they oppose the rush. Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, you got Bud Dupree. All these guys are getting after the quarterback and a running back. You have Minka Fitzpatrick. You have Hayden back there. This team is not scrubs. Neither are the Ravens. And this is going to be a fun matchup to watch. Ben Roethlisberger coming back off of that elbow surgery, basically missing all of last year as his elbow, every ligament was repaired and put back together. And here he is on a legitimate, I believe, Super Bowl run. And this is the type of game where the Steelers can take on the Ravens where you can go up 2 games on them. We can walk away from this game on Sunday and the Ravens can have a record of 5-2 and the Steelers can say, hey, guess what? We're 7-0. You got your work cut out to catch up with us. Or we could walk away with a tie. Ravens and Steelers is always special. Take it from the guy who's been around for almost 17 years now. That's Big Ben Roethlisberger. Listen to what Big Ben had to say.
Well, it's tough. It's a physical one. It can be nasty at times. But I've always felt as many times as my nose has been broke, we've had injuries. It's been a close game. It's always been football in its truest form in the sense that it's never dirty. It's never been nasty. It's just been hard-nosed football. And so this is one you always want your bye week to be after.
Yeah, you want some time to apply the icy hot. You want some time to soak it out. You want time to get all the soreness and all the pain out. I'm pretty sure if you're Big Ben Roethlisberger, you're probably happy. You're probably thrilled that Ray Lewis ain't out there to knock the living hell out of you. You're probably happy. You're probably thrilled that Reed isn't out there ready to be a ball hawk and ready to come out and snatch the ball out of the air. And I'll tell you something. For whatever reason, there are certain players, and this is why I've always loved just watching the Ravens and the Steelers. It seemed that at any moment in time, Troy Polamalu, there's a football in the air, he's just like he has magnets in his gloves. They end up in his hands. Same thing for Ed Reed. The ball is in the air. Ed Reed is just, he's a ball hawk. The ball automatically finds him. And so on a Ravens defense that doesn't have Ed Reed and doesn't have Smith and just doesn't have Ray Lewis, yeah, you still got to look at Calais Campbell. You still got to now look at Yannick Ngakoue. You got to look at Patrick Queen. You got to look out for Marcus Peters. Marlon Humphrey. I mean, they got bodies out there. Lamar Jackson. The guy who's going to try to lead the running charge for the Ravens at the quarterback position. A wild thing to say in 2020, but it is what it is. This is what he had to say about the rivalry.
I'll say it's the team going out there battling, but it's the cities too. Like, I feel like our fans, our city, they get the most out of it more. I feel more than we do sometimes, just because, like, it's, I don't know, I can't even imagine, like, being in the stands watching us perform against them or they performing against us. It's going to be a...
Yeah. You can talk about the fans and the cities, and there's certainly pride. We know about the storied history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I told you on Wednesday night, I have the Steelers. I got the Steelers as just because of the Steelers, really, that has made Pittsburgh one of the top sports cities in America. And then you have a Baltimore Ravens franchise. Come on, the Ravens, they haven't been around since they basically left Cleveland and became the Ravens in 96. This is a young franchise. Yeah, they had success early. They basically bookend Ray Lewis's career, get him a Super Bowl early, coming off of his trial, get him a Super Bowl late as he goes into retirement. This is a young franchise. I think it's pretty cool when you can establish a rivalry pretty much in 20 years. I think it's pretty damn cool. And the Steelers, they are 6-0. They're in two different spaces when you think about them as a franchise. Because the Ravens right now have a young, exciting quarterback in Lamar Jackson. They have a reigning MVP. They have someone that you can look at as the future, one of the future players, one of the blueprints in the NFL. And how the NFL has evolved, how the NFL has changed, you see that when you watch a Lamar Jackson, the athleticism, the run, the pass, you got the option, spread offenses. Coordinators now look at these quarterbacks and actually utilize their skill sets. It starts at the college level, and we've now seen that translate over into the pros. Somebody like Lamar Jackson, he's trying to show that not only can he be the most electrifying player, not only can he be an MVP, but that he can be a Super Bowl MVP, that he could lead a team to a championship, that he could lead a team to a title. That's what Lamar Jackson is trying to do for this Ravens franchise, for this Ravens organization, that even still right now, as they give up 17 points per game, the Ravens are known for their defense, even with one of the more exciting players at QB right now. It's night and day going from Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson. And on the other hand, you have Ben Roethlisberger. You have someone who has been in the league since 2004. You have someone who has two Super Bowl rings. You have someone who's been to Pro Bowls. You have someone in Ben Roethlisberger who's going into the Hall of Fame. He's had his off-the-field issues. At the end of his career, his career was threatened with that elbow injury. But at 38 years old, he's still out there getting the job done. Still one of the best quarterbacks in the game. He's not going to utilize his legs like Lamar Jackson, but he will still stand there and deliver the pass. And the Steelers have done a terrific job of making sure that Ben Roethlisberger can stand upright and get the job done. Outside of their own defense, this is why they are 6-0. You know, last night we had a conversation about Matt Ryan and whether or not he's underappreciated. Well, you look at Big Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he might be in the same ilk, a pocket passer, but Ben has continuously got the job done. You know, and you could even say, oh, well, Big Ben is injury prone. Yeah, he is. He's injury prone. He's prone to getting his ass whooped and not leaving the game, not necessarily sitting out. Ben Roethlisberger, at 38 years old, is still one of the best quarterbacks in the game. We can go ahead and look at youth. We can go ahead and look at explosion. We can look at athleticism. We can look at physical ability. But the ability that Ben Roethlisberger has in his arm, the ability of what he has in between his ears, I'll still take that over a lot of quarterbacks who can juke somebody out of their shoes. So Ben Roethlisberger, both he and Lamar Jackson might be at different points in their careers. But if you're asking me, hey, I need a QB to win me a game, I'm still going with Big Ben. If I want a big run, oh, hell yeah, I'm going with Lamar. If I want some excitement, of course I'm going with Lamar. If I'm looking for the quarterback to take me into the future, you're damn right, it is Lamar Jackson. But if I'm looking at a QB that has been through the fire, if I'm looking at a quarterback that has the experience, if I'm looking at a quarterback who's had his ups and downs and is still here, I'm looking at Big Ben Roethlisberger. And I think for right now, at 38 years old, I wouldn't be surprised if he was able to help take the Steelers on another Super Bowl run. We can talk about old QBs and a 43-year-old Tom Brady. We could talk about a 41-year-old Drew Brees. But I think we'd be real silly to ignore the realistic possibility that at 38 years old, coming off of an elbow injury, coming off of reconstructive elbow surgery, that Ben Roethlisberger is not still one of the best. And he's certainly capable of taking the Steelers on another Super Bowl run. Let's see if he can do it. Let's see if they can match the points of the Chiefs. Let's see if they can stifle the Ravens. We're going to get a preview of it this Sunday as the Ravens take on the Steelers. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS as we move closer towards this game. What are your thoughts on Ben Roethlisberger? Do you think Ben Roethlisberger has another run in that arm to take the Steelers to a title? 38 years old. Still doing it up, still doing it big. Does Ben Roethlisberger have another title run in him? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I can't even call it the prime time matchup because it's going to take place at 1 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to take place at 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. I'm talking about the Ravens. I'm talking about the Steelers. The 25th matchup between Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. Before we went to break, I told you, here in 2020, Lamar Jackson, and he might be exciting, he might be the reigning MVP, but I can look at a 38-year-old Ben Roethlisberger, and if you said, hey, I need you to win one game, if you need either one of these QBs to help deliver you that W, who would it be? I'm still going with Ben Roethlisberger. And I think Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, between that defense, between that arm, between those new receiving options that he has, guys like Claypool, that Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, they have another title run in them. I've opened up the phone lines to you to ask that same question. Okay, but before I hit the phones, you got to hear what Mike Tomlin said. The Steelers are 6-0, getting ready to take on the Ravens. And even though they're undefeated, this is what Mike Tomlin had to say about what they need to do to improve.
I think we're just doing enough to get out of stadiums. And, we desire to play better, obviously. But I'm thankful that we got enough competitive spirit, that we believe in each other enough, that enough guys want to be the reason why we're successful, that we can make enough plays to persevere, sometimes in the midst of adversity, sometimes in the midst of adversity that we create. I don't think any of us, when I say us, I'm talking about any of us in the National Football League, probably view ourselves as finished products at this point. I think our perspective on where we are is probably not a lot different than the 31 others. We're all working week in and week out, trying to win that particular game, but also understanding that we need to get better in the process because significant, challenges usually lie ahead.
Well, this Sunday is a significant challenge. You take on the Ravens. They've been beating the hell out of each other for years now. The phone lines, I told you, are open. What are your thoughts on Ben Roethlisberger? Can he help lead the Steelers to another title? I think he can. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. Let's go to Myrtle Beach and talk to Corey. Corey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers can go on another title run?
I think we can. I think it's possible. We took a hit with Devin Bush, getting injured on our defense, but, defense is still tough. The offensive line is playing great. As long as Ben can stay protected, keep playing well, I think we've got a good shot, to make a playoff run and maybe go for the big game.
Okay, thank you, Corey, for calling up from Myrtle Beach. Ben Roethlisberger has only been sacked 8 times this year. You talk about Bush, young Dev in the middle. I mean, look, Spillane has come on, and he's basically, I don't want to say he's been a tremendous replacement, but he's done the job. He's out there laying the wood as well. It seems like they haven't necessarily missed a beat. 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Josh Haberman, he says, absolutely. Ben Roethlisberger is still one of the best QBs in the NFL. You combine that with their offense as a whole and their defense, they definitely have a good chance. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's talk to Noah. Noah, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm good, Noah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Big Ben still got it in him, at least for as long as his contract's due, like he said. I think he's going to keep his word on that. This year, he's looking pretty steady. He may have to tweak them mechanics and work on the overthrows. But as long as he keeps commanding greatness from that wide receivers corps that he's got and the running backs, they get going, I think we'll be A-okay and maybe steamroll out to the AFC and get the first seed or top four.
Oh, okay. And steamroll, huh? No, you see the Steelers, I mean, with the competition in the AFC, you see them steamrolling?
Hey, they could put the pedal on the metal, baby.
Okay. Well, thank you, Noah, for calling up from Pittsburgh. Noah is out here talking about the steamroll. James Miller tweets me. He says, Big Ben is a top 5 QB, but I don't know if they can beat the Chiefs, the Ravens, or the Seahawks. Why Seahawks? He says, Sunday is a huge test for the Steelers. I don't get the Seahawks part. I mean, they got a long ways to go there. Sunday is a huge test. Sean is calling up from Illinois. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Big Ben can go all the way?
Yeah, I think they could do it, especially with that defense and the wide receiver core with Claypool and Juju.
Yeah, okay, Sean, I got you. That's it? Okay,
yeah.
All right. Sean is busy. He has his friend in the background. I guess they're preoccupied, having fun together. Let's talk to Dan. Dan is calling up from Wisconsin. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how are you doing, Jared?
I'm terrific, Dan. What do you think about Big Ben?
I think, like that one other guy said, they're going to go steamroll, because I've been a Steelers fan since Super Bowl X, and they're on a roll. They got all the weapons. Their defense is badass. They're fifth all defense overall in the whole NFL last year, and number one in the AFC. And the Ravens, we didn't have no offense last year, and we got 5 sacks on Lamar and 3 picks, but we still lost. But we got offense, boy. They're in trouble.
Okay. I mean, you're not confident that they could lay out some hits as well, or are they too reliant on that run game?
No, I think they're going to do fine. They're ready to rock. They're going to roll. They're going to beat everybody they're going to play. They got easy teams. It's the easiest schedule.
Oh, yeah. And
feeling great. It's on.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan, for calling up from Wisconsin. I thank Dan for coming on and saying badass, okay? Dan said badass like he used to hand out whoopings outside. And you talk about that Steelers schedule. Yeah, they can whoop some people's ass. Because not only are they going to take on the Ravens, then they got the Cowboys. Then they have the Bengals. They have the Jaguars. The Ravens again. The Washington football team. The Bills. The Bengals. The Colts. The Browns. That's their season. That is their season. That is a desirable schedule. If I'm the Steelers, I'm looking at this and just licking my chops. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Harry from Portland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
As one of your television colleagues would say, not so fast, my friend. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And this kid has yet to show just how well he can play. He's adjusting and throwing the football from the pocket. You've got Ben Roethlisberger, who's a veteran. Okay, we know he's going to be there. He's already won the title. But I'm telling you, the Ravens are formidable.
Well, Harry, stop. We ain't talking about the Ravens. No one said that the Ravens are not formidable. The question is, and the question that everybody else has answered, is can Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers go on a run?
Yes, they can.
Oh, well, there you go.
They've got a great defense. I mean, they're playing Steelers out. But you know what, though? The Steelers are a winning organization, aren't they? I mean, from top to bottom, they're a winning organization. You would expect the Steelers every 2 or 3 years to be there, don't you?
Why are you at? Well, I mean, Harry, what do you want me to say? No, Harry, why are you asking me rhetorical? What are you asking me rhetorical questions for? That's why I'm not answering.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you'd expect them to be there, but I got to tell you something. I like Lamar, man. I really do, and I like this kid. He's dynamic. And be careful, you know. Just like one of the gentlemen that came on before said, you know, when they lost their middle linebacker, dude, that was a big loss. You know what I mean? It's a big loss for that defense. And so, you know, Lamar can still beat you with his legs. I still agree with you that the Steelers will win this football game. But, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Watch out for the Ravens.
Well,
I can listen to you.
Well, Harry, thank you for calling from Portland. I don't think there's no denying that. This game can go either way. You know, Harry is, you know, we have one listener who I nicknamed Captain Ominous, and we just had another listener who is Captain Obvious. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I will continue to take more of your calls. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. We also have another quarterback. I want to talk about him soon. He's going to get his first opportunity. He doesn't have the age of Roethlisberger. He doesn't have the MVP of a Lamar Jackson. He's looking to get his feet wet. We're going to talk about him as well later on. But right now, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Take in your calls on Ben Roethlisberger. Okay, they take on the Ravens this Sunday. The Steelers are 6-0. Got a light schedule the rest of the way. The Ravens 5-1, trying to cement and show that they're not just going to beat up on all the bad teams, but that they'll beat the Steelers. that eventually they will beat the Chiefs. Ben Roethlisberger has the experience. Does he have all of the experience? Does he still have the ability to lead them to a Super Bowl? Man, it ain't going to be easy. Still got to get past the Ravens in the playoffs. Still have to get past the Titans. Still definitely have to outscore the Chiefs, or at least try to slow them down. No one's saying it's going to be easy. But if Ben Roethlisberger ended up hoisting the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year, I'm not going to be shocked. I'm not going to be surprised. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get back to these phones. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Jay is calling up from Charlotte. Jay, what are your thoughts on Big Ben? Can they go all the way?
Man, I think Big Ben and the Steelers can make a run because Mike Tomlin has shifted the attitude in that locker room, and he's getting the best out of Ben. They're challenging teams deep down the field, which I think they could do to the Chiefs secondary, which isn't all that good. And I think they could do to Marcus Peters on Sunday. He got torn up by Fulgham a couple weeks ago. I think they could do that to the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So I don't know what that caller was talking about a couple minutes ago. But I think Mike Tomlin should be considered for Coach of the Year because the attitude in that locker room 2 years ago was completely different from what it is now. And you can see that he's getting the best out of all of his players. And that wasn't the case a couple years ago. And they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. The defense got elite. And now they're serious. And I do think they'll make a run. I think they'll challenge in the AFC Championship.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. Thank you for calling from Charlotte. And you want to talk about what's different in the locker room. I mean, you got a veteran quarterback. You have young talent that's looking to ball out, whether it's a Deontay Johnson. You got a rookie here in Chase Claypool. Even every now and then, this guy gets a run. You got Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, he's kind of thrilled that he doesn't have to catch the football from, like, you know, the guy who worked at the grocery store. And I'm not talking about Kurt Warner, okay? So, no, they're in a solid position. They can air it out with the best of them. When you got young talent, when you got guys who are actually going out there and are interested in playing football and not chirping, yeah, this could be extremely advantageous. And you see it. They are running and they are rolling. 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. We have a Cleveland fan in Pittsburgh. He says, I hate to say this. He says, yes, Ben Roethlisberger can lead them all the way. They have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL this year. The only thing that can stop them is injury. He says, other than Bush, he says they've been good injury-wise. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff is on the phone here from Canada. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind about the Steelers?
Hi, JR. Well, number one, let's look at the reality here. Yeah, all your Steeler fans are calling in, chiming and chirping about how great they are and everything, right? But don't hang on to your cowboy hat here, okay? You barely got by the Giants and the Broncos, so quit chirping about how great you are. And the NFL is about like four chapters in a book, and they're only two chapters and a half in. There's no way the Steelers they might go to the playoffs, okay? But let me ask you two basic, simple questions. The way I see things, everything goes through the AFC West, and it's pretty straightforward and easy to understand. People have to get past Kansas City Chiefs, and right now I put Justin Herbert above Ben Roethlisberger any day, and he hasn't even finished his complete season. Look at that guy's record as a rookie quarterback. That guy is barely losing some of these elite teams. Yes,
Jeff, how can you have it both ways? Like which way is it? I think, first of all,
what I'm saying.
No. Let me ask you a question. You said a lot. Let me stop and ask you a question. You said that the Steelers, you know, they barely beat some teams, and you said, oh, that's a negative for them. And then on the other hand, you honestly look at Justin Herbert, who just got his first W. And you look at him and then you go, well, he's almost beating teams. So what an almost doesn't count. Like, you did or you didn't. You know, this is football. You know, you're going to win, you're going to lose. You know, you're going to have a close game. Sometimes you won't. So what's your point?
My point is this, okay? You're right about me in the comparisons. I'm not giving Ben enough credit, and I'm giving Justin a whole lot of credit, okay? But the thing is I maybe shouldn't have been comparing the two in one sense, because one has a body of work that's like, what, 14 years and counting or something like that, and one has 1 year.
2004, not even a year.
Yes, but what I'm saying is statistically, if people really paid close attention to what the Chargers have been doing, they've been barely eking out, and I mean, they have defense there.
We know, Jeff.
Yeah, but okay, well, in what I'm saying is eventually Ben Roethlisberger is going to get caught up by the Titans. He's going to get caught up by already played the Titans once, mm-hmm. but they still have to get past the Ravens. They still have to get past the Bills. Yes, if we want to examine the fact that will they get through it and get to the championship, but the playoff, most definitely they probably will. But what difference does it make when they get into the playoffs and they have to go up against other teams that are just the same quality? They're not gonna muster it. And I don't care about Claypool. It's great. It's a great story. Okay. You know what? Right. It's just lettuce on top.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. Where in Canada are you from?
I'm from Windsor.
Okay, you're up in Windsor. You're making Canada sound bad, Jeff. Okay?
I don't think so.
You are. I appreciate you for calling up, but you made Canada sound bad. Thank you, Jeff, from Canada, and shout outs to everybody that calls up. Hey, Stu. Super producer Stu. Stu is working the phones. He's busy.
Yes, JR.
Stu is busy. He's working.
That's
did
right.
you did we have did you I know you're working over there. Did you hear Justin Herbert get inserted into the conversation?
I did. That's pretty crazy. We have a quarterback that's played for like 15 years and has established himself and won a Super Bowl, and now we're comparing him to someone who has played what, 5 games, 6 games? It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Justin Herbert is he's Super Bowl ready. Let's just, you know, the Steelers should just trade for Justin Herbert to go on their Super Bowl run. But thank you, Super Producer Stu Kovacs. Super Producer Stu is doing his thing. Let's go to Austin. He's in Ohio. Austin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You're not going to tell me something like Tua Tagovailoa he's going to do a better job than Big Ben, right?
Not even close. Hey, thanks for having me on. What I wanted to touch on was the fact I think they can go all the way, absolutely. And a big part of that is just Ben's playing a lot smarter than he has. And I think the main reason for that is no Antonio Brown. You look at it, like, the Steelers, like, I've watched every game except the Titans game. They haven't even clicked offense. Like, I don't think they've had one game where they did fantastic offensively. Even the Browns game, you look at Ben, he threw for, like, what, 130 yards or something like that. It was so low. Like, they just have not done excellent on offense any game, and they're still winning. And to touch on Jeff saying they barely got past the Giants, I'm just happy they beat the Giants, because you look at the past few years, the Steelers always start slow. That's my one gripe with Mike Tomlin. He, like, never has his teams ready to go for week one. They've had a lot of, like, 0-2, 0-2-1 starts. It's been terrible to start the season. So 6-0, I think, is pretty great.
We've seen how they've started. Thank you, Austin, for calling from Ohio. Let's go to Reagan, who's calling up from Alaska. Reagan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? Thank you for the chance, brother. Listen, I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm not a Steelers fan by any means, but I do see them going a long way. That's my simple answer. I see them going deep into the playoffs and probably to the Super Bowl. And that is another reason why I was calling, because this season is beautiful to watch. The contrast between the quarterbacks, the revolution quarterback position with the speed and the accuracy. And then you have Ben and Brady with the pocket and then the throws. And that's the thing that I love the most. And I think it brings to mind how integral this quarterback position is to football. You have wide receivers, all these fancy positions, but most of the time I'm watching quarterbacks comparing the way they play it, and it's so nice just watching the way Ben and Brady just stands in there and then throw. And if you don't mind, I just want to add that on, and then you can.
No, Reagan, that is a beautiful point, and thank you so much for calling up from Alaska. Shout outs to Reagan. That is an amazing point. I certainly don't mind you bringing that up, because the reality is, we are definitely moving into a different era of quarterback. This might be it when you think about football. This might be it from just a pure pocket passer perspective. what you see from a Tom Brady, what you see from a Ben Roethlisberger, let's fast forward another 10 years. It may disappear faster than that. But we hit the fast forward button. You're not going to see quarterbacks that are strictly in the pocket. The position is going to continue to change. It's going to continue to evolve. You look at somebody like Josh Allen. I mean, when would you necessarily see somebody out there with legs and burning like that when he has an arm the way he does? He certainly needs a lot of help at the running back position, but he's out there burning. I think this is the future. You look at a Trevor Lawrence, what he can also do with his legs going out into space. Not everybody's going to be Lamar, and not everybody's going to be shifty. But you're a quarterback now. You better use your legs. Sean is calling up from Baltimore. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, I kind of want to touch up what you were just talking about, you know, the new dimension. Big Ben kind of playing around three quarterbacks with that new era, new dimension of playing football. Baker Mayfield, he can run with his legs. Of course, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, the number one overall draft pick, he can run too. And I like the Steelers a lot. I'm a big Ravens fan. Let's just, you know, behold. I love the rivalry that the Steelers and the Ravens hold. But, you know, they haven't made the playoffs in 2 or 3 years now. I like them this year and really easy schedule. I don't see them going all the way, but I see them doing some good work. They're a great football team, great defensive team, and they play different. And that's what Mike Tomlin does. He just plays different. All these new teams, they're running the ball with their QB, option plays, RPOs. Mike Tomlin, he's still play action man, run the ball on first down, you know, get
it's
done.
And it's working out. Thank you, Sean. Ravens fan for coming through with some honesty. Shout outs to Sean for calling up from Baltimore. I'm going to continue to take your phone calls when we come back. And then I have to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. He's going to get his shot. And there's some other teams. There's plenty of football to talk about. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.